is coming. Between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, God bless America.
Country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle.
Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop.
And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
And that's a fact, and I think it's going to be obvious here in the not-too-distant future about this storm business. Welcome to the Shooting Bench on the 22nd of August on a Wednesday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm overwhelmed with stuff to talk about. We ain't near going to get it all done. But I'll try to put it together in such a way that we can handle it and maybe get some of it in here Monday. So let me go to the chat room first and make sure that we've got sound. Who all we got in here anyway? AZ Bound in there and Mimi and Desert Rat and some guy named Desert Scout and the Tinker. Maddie Buck's with us. Oh, Maddie and Minnie. Mountain Shooter. Nan made it in here on time tonight. And she don't have to go to the corner tonight. That's good. And M. Glock, Yakima Glock. A lot of Glock guys here. And that's a good thing. Tebow, Anonymous. All right. Good deal. Tebow, thank you. 5x5 there. That's what I needed to hear. So, Yakima Glock, appreciate it. So what's the big story right now, obviously, is they found the girl, the Tibbetts girl, and they found the illegal alien that killed her. There is so much controversy about this, you can't even possibly keep up with all of it. And, of course, the usually the ones that are against the wall, not against the wall, but are not for the wall that Trump wants to build, and some of the other liberals and whiners and tree huggers and whatnot, are they say, well, you know, yeah, he did wrong and he should be punished, but you can't. You know, it had anything to do with him being illegal. You know, there's lots of good ones out there that work hard and that are honest and say, okay, I get that. I understand it. It doesn't make them any more legal, though, because they work hard and they're honest. When I was working in Texas in the 70s, we had illegals regularly come over and work. When they got ready to go home with a pocket full of money, they just go out and get caught. Border Patrol would take them home, and a month later, they'd be back on the job. Go home for a while and take care of bills and take care of mama and get the money squared away, and then they'd come back and go to work. And but it was still illegal. And I don't know what these people don't get about this. If they, I was thinking about this tonight, and I said, self, this is very similar to what if you didn't have a driver's license? If you get in a car wreck and don't have a driver's license, it's your fault. You should not have been out there driving. If you get in a car wreck and don't have insurance, it's your fault because you shouldn't have been out there driving. Now, I don't believe that. I don't, just because you had a wreck without a driver's license, if you know how to drive, well, I don't care about the driver's license. But you get what I'm saying. So the fact is, if the guy hadn't have been here, that girl wouldn't have died. I guess you could argue the fact that if it's her time, she'd have died anyway. She'd have died in a car wreck or whatever. But maybe she would have, but at least an illegal alien wouldn't have killed her. So that's... And if you look at the number, I wish I'd had more time to get some of this stuff together tonight, but look at the number of crimes committed by the illegals. It floors me that these people continue to to defend these people, there's no defense. If they hadn't been here, the crime would not have been committed. Not by them, anyway. There was one right here. Let's see. Let me switch screens here. I saw one just before. Right here. Illegal immigrant. No, don't start playing. No, I don't want to hear it. Illegal immigrant had a car wreck and killed this woman's husband and her two youngest children. And it got 2 years in prison for it. They died instantly when an illegal immigrant without a driver's license drove head-on into their car in March of 2016. He pled guilty and was sentenced to 2 years. How do you look at someone and say, you killed three people and you get 2 years? Illegal, shouldn't have been here, didn't have a driver's license. What would have happened if that would have been Cope Reynolds that hit these people head on and didn't have a driver's license? I can't even imagine how long my beard would be before I got out of there. And the woman said, to me, being illegal in this country is a crime of its own. Well, that's a stupid statement, because if you weren't illegal, it wouldn't be a crime. If it was a crime, being illegal in and of itself is a crime. That's how come they call it illegal. If it's illegal, it's crime. Whatever it may be, shoplifting, jaywalking, rape, murder, burglary, poaching, if it's illegal, it's crime. So in her mind, being illegal in this country is a crime by itself. So, but you got to understand, she's probably under a lot of stress and everything. Of course, she's probably didn't think about that comment. But yeah, it's a crime. So they commit even more crime and kill somebody and get I wouldn't even call it a spanking, a hair more than a slap on the wrist, but not quite a good whooping. And they get to go home. And then the woman herself that lost her family, most of them, said she's afraid that people will accuse her of being racist against Hispanics. Well, it just happens to be that those Hispanics are the ones that's illegal. We don't have a whole lot of illegal white people over here. One does happen along once in a while from some other country, but for the most part, that's not the problem. If it would have been an illegal white person run over him and under the same circumstances, I'm sure she'd feel exactly the same way. She said, I want to see those laws enforced and I want to see stricter punishment, naturally. Her husband himself was an immigrant that came here legally from England. She still has four sons. She lost her two youngest and her husband, but she still has four sons. Thank goodness she's got those to lean on. But it's kind of ironic, I think, that her legal immigrant husband from England was killed by an illegal immigrant criminal from Mexico. So there you have it. Let me go check the chat room here and see what's going on. Actually, I got to change screen. I got so much stuff going on here, I can't even believe it. but Dave AZ Brown said, you see the new class of college students. I bet if you did, you'd buy two Glocks and 10,000 rounds of ammo. Yep. Yeah. Cajun Mimi, that's, I guess you were talking to AZ Brown there. Liberal crybabies. I think that's kind of redundant, isn't it? Yeah, if they're one, they're obviously the other. Most cases, I think. Oh, dear me. Let's see here. Let me get back over. I got stuff scattered from one end of this computer to the other. The couple of gun things here, we'll get to those in a minute. So, in Chicago, have you noticed this happens every single weekend? I can't imagine. I have no idea how many times we've talked about this. I've got a friend down in Phoenix that used to live. When I met him, he was still living in Chicago. And he sends me stuff all the time on Facebook. Every single week he puts every single week. When I say that, I mean there are no exceptions. I mean it happens 52 weeks a year. Every weekend we get, you know, 30 shot, 6 killed, 10 killed, 50 shot. Now, whatever the case, every single weekend. This last weekend, Monday, August 20th, yeah, day before yesterday. So this last weekend, starting at 5 p.m. Friday evening, a total of 59 people were shot, leaving 6 killed. 6 killed, 53 wounded. Every single weekend. How's that gun control working now for you? Two teenagers found shot to death in a field on the south side. I don't know, it goes on and on about all these people. 26-year-old man shot in the back. Police say the victim of saw the victim on the sidewalk, heard gunshots. Another one was shot by drive-by shooting from somebody on a bicycle. There's 19-year-old man fatally shot at 3:30 in the afternoon. This doesn't happen at 3 o'clock in the morning when the bar's closed. It happens in broad daylight, early afternoon. It happens at lunchtime. You know, at 10 o'clock in the morning. It happens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3:30 p.m. Leaning against a parked car, sitting out on the street, he was talking to an acquaintance when another vehicle pulled up and someone started shooting. No one in custody, but they're investigating. I'll bet they are. I bet this is kind of like AZ Bound says it's that way in Colorado Springs. He said there's just so much going on, there's just no way to keep up with it. I'm sure that they're doing their best, the cops are, but I'm pretty sure that they are overwhelmed with this many shootings every single weekend. Now, I wonder what it is through the week. There's bound to be some. I'm sure they don't have a start and whistle. It's 5 o'clock Friday. Let's go out and start shooting people. Got to be some through the week also. 50-year-old man shot in the upper right leg. 43-year-old man shot in the lower left leg and upper right arm. 28-year-old man shot in the back. Two victims, 54 and 43, were hospitalized in stable condition. 28-year-old hospitalized. All of the victims, it says, innocent bystanders. Chicago police said they seized 83 guns and arrested 29 people on gun charges over the weekend. Over the weekend! In one city, they took 83 guns and arrested 29 people on gun charges. And how many did they not catch? Wow, here's some coyotes? Huh? There's coyotes close out there, huh? All right, let's move on. Here's, let me get rid of that. Oh, one thing I forgot to add on here, that this happened just today. You've heard now that the anatomically and scientifically correct for a long, long time, for many years, many, many years, the term vagina. You've heard now what that's supposed to be, right? That's your front hole. Yeah, I'm not kidding. You can't make that stuff up. You think I can make that up? I ain't smart enough. That's a real story. Look it up. That's they're talking about, they said not all women have vaginas. Well, all the women I know do.
What?
Huh? Nothing. So they're saying that I guess the transgenders and the ones that identify as women that are really not, they have a front hole.
Alrighty then. Well, and moving right along. That's the stupidest thing I've ever done. Let's see here. This sexist thing, this, sexist, there's sexist, there's racist, there's whatever. There's a sign in this school in Houston. It's coming down. They're taking it down. The signs, there's a big quote up on the wall in the locker room. Great big letters. Look like 6/8-inch letters, black letters on a white wall. The more you act like a lady, the more he'll act like a gentleman. So, I'm not sure I understand why that's a problem, but it's in Gregory Lincoln Middle School in Houston. It says it's perpetuating horrible gender stereotypes, shaming women and relinquishing boys of all responsibility. It's sexist and discriminatory. I'm horrified. Yeah, well. I can't even believe these people. I don't even, there was a little meme, a little cartoon on Facebook yesterday or the day before. Yeah, it's been a couple of days ago. And it showed there was four frames in this cartoon. The first one showed a little fireman guy kicking the door in and says, "I'll save you, ma'am." And the second frame showed that stupid woman, that short-haired girl screaming, and one of the I don't know what group she belonged to. And they said, "Did you just assume my gender?" And then the third frame shows this guy walking out of the building down the hallway and meets up with his chief. And the fourth frame said, "She was already dead when I got to her." Yeah, I thought it was funny. Sorry about that. Not really. Anyway, this woman said she told CNN that her children attend the school in Houston, but not the school where the quote was displayed. She saw the picture on a friend's Facebook page and asked to share it. As soon as I saw it, I was outraged. Really? It's a bigger problem than just a quote on a wall. It's how women in this country are treated. No, I tell you what, it's how they're not treated is the problem. My goal by posting it to Twitter was to get the school to take it down before any other children saw it. That's the problem, is we're not letting kids see stuff like that often enough. And, of course, she caught everlasting hell on Twitter by a whole bunch of different people there. But apparently, all it takes is one complaint and a couple of supporters, and they're ready to take it down regardless of how many people think she's an idiot. Well, Color Me is one of them that thinks she's an idiot. Okay, let's see here. How about we take a little break here? Let's see. Stand by just a minute. That one looks good. All right. Give me just a second and we'll get back. I still got a whole bunch of more stuff here. And it's time for the shooting bench. It's political incorrect.
I'll be back. Time ago, and even now in my heart, you still won't hear my name. But darling, this time that your memories die. you hold me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever. You love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time. Here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind, but I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be me. Close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever. When you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every lying member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. That ain't
we're back. Let me get my screen straightened up here again. Let's go into some other stuff. Oh, by the way, before I leave the liberal crybaby thing here, I guess everyone heard what Governor Cuomo said out of we're in Hexie, New York, isn't he? Yeah. And boy, is he catching hell. Everybody heard what he said. America was never that great.
I'm not entirely sure how to address that. What do these people think? How do you come up with that? What do you mean it was never that great? Why are all these illegals trying to get here? Why does virtually every country in the world fear us, with the exception of maybe two? Even they're probably not too sure about it. What do you mean it was never that great? I don't know where in the world you could get such an idiotic statement. I could see someone, I could see some brain-moist millennial saying something like that. But this man is old enough and has seen enough stuff, even in spite of where he lives. How could you possibly come up with something so stupid? Well, apparently it's not working out well for him. A lot of the Democrats here starting last Thursday have started moving away from him a little bit. He's running out of friends. The city council speaker said that the comment was inartful. That's quite a word, inartful, and clumsy. He said, "We're a great country and a great city. We could even be greater." I could see how we could be greater, but to say that we were never that great? Oh, yes, sir, we were that great. We are that great. In spite of our downfalls, in spite of the things going on, the freedom that we're losing, I mean, everything that's going on, we're still, I don't care what anybody says, we're still the greatest country in the world. There's a lot of problems, hell of a lot of problems. And if we don't get up off of it here pretty quick and figure out a way to get this fixed, there may come a time when we're not going to be the greatest country in the world. But as far as I'm concerned at this point in time, we are absolutely that great. It was that great when I was a kid. It was greater. I mean, it was damn sure awesome to be growing up in the 60s and 70s. I ain't going to kid you. But it's still an awesome country, no matter what these people say. So it said that just a few hours after he said that at a bill signing on Wednesday, that upstate New York, one of the Republican representatives there called on Democratic challenger to condemn it, and he did. He said, "The governor is wrong. America is great." This is the Democrat saying this. The Republican, her name was Claudia Tenney. We have a Republican state senator here named Tenney also, Sylvia Tenney. But anyway, he said, "The governor's wrong. America is great." And they said he stunned an audience. He said, we're not going to make America great again. It never was that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. And I guess some of the people there that were there to celebrate a new law about cracking down on sex trafficking and blah, 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 oohed, nod, and groaned and carried on about it. But his spokeswoman later on said we went to clarify the statement. There's no clarifying that statement. That statement was clear as a bell. It never was that great. Depending on which one you read, one of them said it was never that great. Either one. That's pretty clear. Now, that needs clarifying in some manner. He said the governor believes America is great. And this Johnson, who was Johnson? Well, I lost who Johnson. Anyway, Johnson emphasized that he supported the thrust of what Cuomo intended to say about Trump's use of his campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. He said Trump, who fanned the flames of the racist birther movement against former President Obama, wants to make America white again. Where do these people get... You know, there's stuff that goes back probably 30 years. I saw a picture here the other day where Trump was escorting Aretha Franklin somewhere. He's had blacks that have worked for him, or that did work for him a long time ago and currently work for him, have come on there and talked about his lack of racistness. Now, there's not anybody amongst us, I don't think, that doesn't once in a while make an off-color comment of some kind, whether it's intentional or accidental. It happens sometimes. And if you happen to be Donald Trump and make an off-color statement 30, 40 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever, it's hell to pay. They'll never let you get over it. But you go back, everyone knows what Lyndon Johnson said. Lyndon Johnson was caught saying the N-word. I sound like a fourth grader when I say, oh, he said the N-word, I'm telling. Anyway, he said the N-word on the air. Some of it where it was caught unintentionally, and he said unapologetically. And they ain't said first nary a damn word about him saying it. Not a thing. But Trump's a racist. Please. Get over yourself already. Let me see. Let me get over here to the chat room, check and see what's going on. I haven't looked at it here for a little bit. I could keep it all turned up here and pointed in the right direction. There we go. That looks better. Let's see. All right, nothing I need to... Looks like everybody's being good. All right, let's do another one here. Let's change gears again. Here is... No, there is. I got to go to another screen. Right here. Okay, now I don't know what it is about. You know, I have a friend that he actually was on the show here. It's been a couple of years ago, and I think he talked about his family member that had shot himself and by accident and all that. And anyway, he's a mailman and has to deal with dogs all the time. Can you imagine what would happen if a mailman walked into the yard to deliver the mail and shot the family dog because it growled at him, because it sat over on the corner, wagged his tail, and bared his teeth and grinned at him. And the mailman would say, well, I feared for my life, and I killed the dog. What do you think would happen? It has become so routine for cops to kill family pets because they fear, really, you're that big of a sissy? Some of these dogs are minding their own business. Some of them sitting still. I remember one that was laying down in a corner. Talked about that several years ago. But it's constant. And all they have to say is they feared for the life. The dog can be wagging his tail and coming up to greet you, and the cops kill it, and I feared for my life. Because I'm a titty baby. Because I'm a sissy. That's why. I don't get it. Now, not all cops do this, of course. Yeah, it's obviously when some dogs smile like that, it does look like they're. But I mean, these cops are over 18 years old. You've never seen a dog do that before? You can't tell the difference when they're growling, when they're snarling? There's an overwhelming difference in the look on their face. You know, usually when they're smiling, the tail's wagging too. But this anyway. Story I'm trying to get at, long way around it here. Here is a cop that tried to kill the family pet, but shoots an 11-year-old boy instead. He just barely grazed the dog, and the bullet hit the concrete and ricocheted and hit the 11-year-old kid. Of course, the deputy knocked on the door. It was a call of a possible disturbance, and he knocked on the door, and 11-year-old boy answering, like most dogs in the world, they went up to hear the knock on the door, and his pup ran outside. Now, I told you about postal workers. What about people that deliver? What do you think Pizza Hut delivery driver, what do you think would happen to one of them, UPS driver, when the dog runs out and they just shoot it? They feared for their life. But the cop pulled out his handgun and tried to kill the little boy's dog. Lucky for the dog, the cop was a terrible shot. However, the boy wasn't so lucky. But, he lived. It wasn't life-threatening, but he just got the dog was barely touched. But this idiot shot right into the concrete, and the bullet ricocheted off the concrete, the front porch, and the stucco of the house, and the fragment of the bullet hit the 11-year-old boy, you know, in his left leg. He claimed that the dog charged, and the sheriff's office department said the dog charged the officer. He had no other choice but to open fire in the direction of a small child to avoid any potential of getting bit or licked. What is wrong here when... You know, I can remember a time when a man would, you know, step in front of someone and take a bullet for him. I can remember a time when people risked their lives, risked their health, risked their safety to avoid something happening to somebody. So it's okay with this sheriff's department? If this crybaby shoots, and they said, well, he had to shoot in direction of the kid because he was feared for his life. What does that tell you about the man? And I use that term exceedingly loosely. What does that tell you about the sheriff's deputy? It was okay to shoot in the direction of the dog, in the direction of the kid, to avoid any potential of getting bit. Some of these cops, I say some, are just looking for a reason to pull that gun. That badge gives them a license to use that anywhere, anytime, under any circumstances. Target practice on an 11-year-old boy's dog. Claim that he feared for his life, and that's all it takes. So you can color me unimpressed again. Not really excited about that. Tebow carries dog treats. Yeah, there's the thought. He's armed with what do you call those things? Milk bone. Yeah, armed with milk bone. Don't come any closer or I'll throw you a treat. Okay, then. Let's see. Checking the chat room here again. You know, and another thing, I'll tell you, I'm not anything special. Anybody could do this. I think you just got to have the
I don't know, the fortitude to try it. But I've only seen one dog in my life, and that was a chow. But I've only seen one dog. Now, I've worked in a lot of people's yards and stuff when we were, you know, laying sewer line, water services, and stuff like this, underground utilities. A lot of times having to go very near or in people's yards, hook up stuff at the house and all that. And I've encountered hundreds and hundreds of dogs. And out of all of those, most of them, you know, overwhelmingly, you stomp your foot and say, shh, get out of here. Go lay down. And they do. It's just that simple. Once in a while, you get one that'll crouch down, hunker up, and acts like he wants to do something. I'll just bend and kind of lean over and look him right in the eye, just with the ugliest, meanest look that I can muster up. And we'll look at each other for anywhere from, you know, 10, 15 seconds to maybe a minute. But that dog always leaves. Had one chow that wouldn't leave. But a shovel helped that along. So he got educated that day.
But overwhelmingly, we've never had to do that. And I think that I won't say a percentage, you know, I don't know what's 75, 90, 80%, whatever, of these cops that shoot dogs. Maybe 99%, I don't know, have lots of other options. Sometimes it's just all they have to do is close the door, close the yard gate, back up a couple of steps, open your eyes and look and see that the dog is wagging his tail and he's grinning and he's not growling. No, we're going to shoot towards an 11-year-old boy because I'm a sissy. Let me go back over here. Here's some good news, though. The House has passed a bill now to allow concealed carry across state lines. It passed with a pretty good margin, not as much as I'd like for it to, but 231 to 198, mostly on a party line vote. Goes before the Senate now. And they've passed this, it's a Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Now, I've never been for this. Don't I say good news. It's good news because we have enough people, enough pro-gun people in the House to pass something like this, that feel like they're doing the right thing. And most people think this Reciprocity Act is a good thing. Gun owners think it is too, but they need to think of it. Not all gun owners are strictly and well-educated in the Constitution either. What the federal government giveth, the federal government taketh away. And if this becomes, this should have been strictly, it is a violation of the 10th Amendment, if you ask me. I know you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you because I've got control of the mic right here and all the buttons and the on-off button and everything else. So that's the way it is. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, this is one of course, your friend and mine, the NRA, has been a priority of theirs. But I'm concerned about it. It may turn out okay. You know, it sounds good on the outside, but I am quite concerned about it. They've got the bill also has measures in it requiring the Justice Department to give to Congress a report about bump stock modifications and other things that another that tightens up the NICS, you know, the instant background check system. And all in all, I guess it's a good sign. I just don't like it. If when it goes to the Senate, it'll need to clear a 60 vote threshold there to pass. So we'll see how it goes. On the one hand, I'd like to say I hope it does. On the other hand, I'm still scared of it. So we'll see what happens.
Before I start over, let me bounce over here to the chat room. I got to change many of them. I used to have a wolf, Tebow, half wolf. Wolf and German Shepherd when I lived in California. Oh, by the way, I don't know what has happened with our internet people here. Somebody must have really lit them up here or something. But I last, what, 3-4 shows now? Haven't had a single moment of pride. It rained all night long. It rained today. It is wet out there. So it tells me that the water wasn't the whole problem when we was having all those problems. Because if it was, I'd be having a problem right now. I'll have to guarantee you it is mushy out there. But fire danger's gone. I can guarantee you that. The AZ bound, you know, when it boils down to it, the root of all of this is the fact that we shouldn't have a CCW, period. We ought to just be able to carry one however we want to. But, you know, I think some of us lose way too much sleep over not getting exactly what we want. It's taken us a long, long time to dig this hole this deep. It's going to take a long, long time to dig ourselves out of it. Ideally, there should be no concealed carry laws. But I'll tell you what has happened in the last 30 years, 25 years. Starting with Florida, the first shall issue concealed carry permit. And Vermont was a constitutional carry state, and it was the only one. Very few other states had. There was other states that had some concealed carry permits, but no reciprocity, and all of them were shall issue. I shall issue you this if you're a good boy and you can give me a good reason why you need one. I shall issue this to you. But that's called may issue. So now they have to. And now, in the last 25 years, all 50 states have some form of concealed carry. There's somewhere 14, 15, 16 constitutional carry states, Arizona being one of them. You know, we've made a lot of advancements. It's gone a long ways. It really has. And I'm happy with the things. You know, as we get more concealed carry laws, it turns out that we get more constitutional carry states to go along with it. So is it ever going to return to not having to do anything? Yeah, it will. It'll be after the Civil War. It'll be after the Revolution, which will probably happen simultaneously. So don't fret too much, because we're not getting exactly what we want all the time. But just be aware, help educate people, try to stay on top of things, and we'll just do the best we can with what we got. And I'll tell you, we're going to have a good class in Colorado Springs, or right outside of Colorado Springs, in about 3 weeks or so. And while things are not perfect as far as gun rights go by a long shot, but I am grateful to be able to have this opportunity to cross state lines and to be able to, I know. Get off of me already. Stop. I know we shouldn't have to do it. Okay, I get it. I understand as much as anybody. But things are better than they were, you know, not too very many years ago. So we're making headway. Keep your chin up. Pay attention and help me educate people, and don't sit around and bitch about it all the time. Let's try to work on it and see if we can help people out here a little bit. Okay, well, I'm going to scoot now, get on out of here, and we've got, I don't know if you guys have ever, we've got a show we've been watching here lately. Watched quite a few episodes of it. It's called The Ghost Whisperer. And it's a little far out, a little far-fetched, but it's a pretty dang good show. I like it. We've watched, I don't know how many seasons of it now, but it's pretty interesting. All right, let's see here. Let me move that out of the way and put that right there and put this in. See if that works. No, it didn't work. Why did it not work? Oh, boy, we may be in trouble here. Let's try that again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and it did work that time. How about them apples? Okay, I'm going to get out of here. We'll see you guys, what is today, Wednesday? Yeah, Liberty Lounge coming up day after tomorrow. And I will see you then. Well, they've got a couple more things that I need to share right at the top of the hour when we start Liberty Lounge. But there may be some other stuff. I tell you what, this November is going to be a very, very exciting time in this country. There's no question in my mind. So we'll try to keep you updated on things as we can. And if you guys come up with something that I haven't heard about, we'll send it to me and we'll share it. All right, I'm out of here. We'll talk to you then.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.